Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, March 21, 2023 is Chinua Achebe. Chinua Achebe, listen, November 16, 1930, March 21, 2013, was a Nigerian novelist, poet, and critic who is regarded as a dominant figure of modern African literature. His first novel, a magnum opus, Things Fall Apart, 1958, occupies a pivotal place in African literature and remains the most widely studied, translated, and read African novel. Along with Things Fall Apart, his No Longer at Ease, 1960, and Arrow of God, 1964, complete the so-called African trilogy. Later novels include A Man of the People, 1966, and Ant Hills of the Savannah, 1987. He is often referred to as the father of African literature, although he vigorously rejected the characterization. Born in Agidi, British Nigeria, Achebe's childhood was influenced by both Igbo traditional culture and post-colonial Christianity. He excelled in school and attended what is now the University of Ibadan, where he became fiercely critical of how European literature depicted Africa. Moving to Lagos after graduation, he worked for the Nigerian Broadcasting Service, NBS, and garnered international attention for his 1958 novel Things Fall Apart. In less than 10 years he would publish 4 further novels through the publisher Heinemann, with whom he began the Heinemann African Writers series and galvanized the careers of African writers, such as Ngugi Wa Thiong'o and Florin Wapa. Achebe sought to escape the colonial perspective that framed African literature at the time, and drew from the traditions of the Igbo people, Christian influences, and the clash of Western and African values to create a uniquely African voice. He wrote in and defended the use of English, describing it as a means to reach a broad audience, particularly readers of colonial nations. In 1975 he gave a controversial lecture, An Image of Africa, Racism in Conrad's Heart of Darkness, which was a landmark in post-colonial discourse. Published in the Massachusetts Review, it featured criticism of Albert Schweitzer and Joseph Conrad, whom Achebe described as a thoroughgoing racist. When the region of Biafra broke away from Nigeria in 1967, Achebe supported Biafran independence and acted as ambassador for the people of the movement. The subsequent Nigerian civil war ravaged the populace, and he appealed to the people of Europe and the Americas for aid. When the Nigerian government retook the region in 1970, he involved himself in political parties but soon became disillusioned by his frustration over the continuous corruption and elitism he witnessed. He lived in the United States for several years in the 1970s, and returned to the US in 1990 after a car crash left him partially disabled. He stayed in the US in a 19-year tenure at Bard College as a professor of languages and literature, winning the 2007 Man Booker International Prize. From 2009 until his death he was professor of African Studies at Brown University. Achebe's work has been extensively analyzed and a vast body of scholarly work discussing it has arisen. In addition to his seminal novels, Achebe's oeuvre includes numerous short stories, poetry, essays and children's books. His style relies heavily on the Igbo oral tradition, and combines straightforward narration with representations of folk stories, proverbs, and oratory. Among the many themes his works cover are culture and colonialism, masculinity and femininity, politics, and history. His legacy is celebrated annually at the Chinua Achebe Literary Festival. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:11 UTC on Tuesday, March 21, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Chinua Achebe. This podcast is produced by Abolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.